just for us to note, before we begin the shiur, that the tonight's shiur is, I believe, the first annual of shiur that will be given L'ili Nishmas Moshe Ben Yechiel Michel Morris Handler. It's dedicated by his children, who are going to be a shiur every year in Shal Vim over the next, please God, several decades, that will be given in his memory. It was dedicated by Stuart and Mimi Samuels, their children and families, David, Benji, and Elliot. Shalavim alumni, people very connected to the yeshiva. And we are talking about a topic that was very close to Moshe ben Yechiel Michel. He worked a lot in the world of insurance and life insurance and very much believed that it's important that people get life insurance. And I want to try to frame the topic and do so in a way which can be intriguing. With the introduction, it's probably relatively clear what the punchline is going to be, which is that it's good to get life insurance. That's going to be the punchline. It would require a degree of being off, I guess, to argue otherwise. But it's true for many reasons. I'll just point out that when my wife and I was learning in the Kol in NYU, my wife and I were blessed with our oldest son, Chaim. So somebody said to us, it's very important that you go and that you get life insurance. Life insurance is that if Rachmana Litzlan, anything would happen to my wife or I, that there would be that we'd be financially taken care of. You pay a certain amount, be that monthly or annually, and then you are insured that if God forbid anything happens, so you will be taken care of. How much you pay impacts how much a person would get. That kind of a situation, different kinds of life insurance. Maybe we'll speak about that a little bit later. The question is a very, very fascinating one, and it's an interesting one. The idea of life insurance has not been around for centuries. We don't have that much explicit in Gemaras or Rishonim about it. We will see that it is subject to an enormous machlokas, or really we would say one daya and a whole lot of poskim that think it's a wonderful idea. We'll try to pin things down a little bit. But what I want to try to do a little bit is, in the beginning at least, make the anti-life insurance case, why a person should not get it. Again, that's not going to win at the end of the day. But formulating that argument, understanding it, is going to be very important before we see all of the Gedolei HaPoskim that come out really one-sided and very strongly in the other direction. Presumably, if a person wanted to argue on the anti-life insurance side, you would say a couple of different things. There would be some Ma'amari Chazal that you would point to. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota on Daf Mem Ches that Amar Reb Yitzchak, Elu B'nei Adam, Shem Ma'aminim B'Kash Baruch Hu, that Tanya Reb Elazar HaGadol Omer. Reb Elazar HaGadol said that there are people, kol mi sheyesh lo pas besalo, people who have money. I feel like I have enough and I'm good. The Omer, ma ochel lemachar. And they say, what's going to happen tomorrow? I wonder how things are going to turn out. Eino ela miktane emuna. That is a demonstration of their lack of faith. That if a person says, I know I'm okay right now, but what's going to be tomorrow? So then looking towards the future would be an example of a lack of faith. The Chovas HaLevavos in Shar Bitachon seems to write almost in similar kinds of terms. The Chovas HaLevavos writes that you sort of have two choices. The Bitachon people, because Baruch was going to take care of them. If you don't have Bitachon, then you're left up. So then, whatever you have faith in, you'll have faith in. But it sounds, the Chovas HaLevavos also, that in an ideal sense, a person with Bitachon would not be so nervous of what's going to be tomorrow, that the concerns that would motivate a person to get life insurance would not be the real concerns that a person should have, and that you should assume that you're going to more or less be okay. The other reasons why a person would potentially be hesitant are for a couple other Gemaras. The Gemara tells in Brachos and Daf Yates, Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan, that a person should be nervous mentioning sort of negative things. A person should be nervous mentioning things that relate to potential experiences that would not be ideal. The Gemara in Gidin and Daf Ayin Hey tells us, Lomaktim Ines Parnus L'Nafshi, when people speak, they shouldn't speak really about, like, if I die, then this will happen. It's not good to emphasize that as a possibility because it's not good to speak in a certain way that emphasizes certain kinds of negative experiences. If I only had these Gemaras, I would come to the conclusion, Lechora, that life insurance is a wonderful thing to get if a person is not a Baal Bitachon. That life insurance is a great thing. I should avoid getting life insurance if I, again, the conversation surrounding it even would be negative. Conversation about if Rachmana Litzlan passed away, so what's going to happen? How much money are we going to need? That all of those things would in large part be inappropriate. That is sort of the argument which you probably make in light of some of those Gemaras. There is one Acharon associated, I believe, in the anti-life insurance camp. It is not found, to my knowledge, in any of his published writings, although it is fascinating, and that is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, it's not quoted in any of the Sfarim of the Chazon Ish. We'll see what I think was a brilliant move of Rav Sternbach later when he comes to argue for life insurance. But it's said over Mipi HaShmua in the name of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish said he didn't think people should get life insurance. It's quoted a lot of different Kedreisim. It's quoted as an example, Rav Zilberstein has Sfarim of Shi'urei Torah L'Rofim, Shi'urim he gave to doctors. So in Chilak Hei, page 74, he quotes there, it's Sefer Pnini Rabbeinu Havi Ezri, a Sefer Be'er Shach, page 283. Instead of the Chazon, the Chazon Ish said, I don't think a person should get life insurance. Why? Listen up, it's a fascinating mahalach. Said the Chazon Ish as follows. This is the issue. If Rachmana Litzlan, a person, deserves to pass away. So ordinarily, the Rabbana Sha'olam would say, the person deserves to pass away. So, okay, Hashem says, we're going to have it be the case, the Malcha Mavis will come, and that person will pass away. But says the Chazon Ish the following. What if there are others dependent upon that person? What if there are others dependent upon that person's capacity to make an income? Others and the like. So what does Rabbana Sha'olam say? Even though really that person deserves to pass away, I don't want them to pass away because then if they pass away, I'm then punishing their family members. I'm therefore punishing others. And those other people don't deserve to pass away. Those other people don't deserve, to suffer in that kind of a way. So Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps people alive sometimes, even though really they would deserve to pass away, says the Chazon Ish. Why? Because doesn't want to punish any of the other people that would experience pain as a result, people that would be struggling for Parnassa as a result. Because of that comes along, the Chazon Ish says, I don't think a person should get life insurance. Why shouldn't I get life insurance? Why shouldn't I be nervous? It's going to happen tomorrow. Because life insurance essentially takes away that argument. Life insurance, as the Chazon Ish says, that even if I pass away, Ribono Shel Olam, don't worry. My wife, my children, they're still going to be okay. Because I have a life insurance plan. And therefore, they're going to be taken care of. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, I think a Baal Bitachon should not have life insurance, because then you're sort of preventing on some level the Ribono Shel Olam, or you're creating a reality where it's easier for the Ribono Shel Olam to say, you're Chayiv Misa, and therefore that's going to be the end of things. That's a very surprising kind of an idea on a bunch of different levels. It's surprising because the phenomenon seems to be fascinating. It's a very fascinating phenomenon. Like, where does that really come from? What's going on there? Sefer Otzos HaTorah, which develops this idea in general, with a couple other Makoros, the Brisker Rav, some quote, thought this is the answer to a question that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago. There are 13 Midos HaRachamim. There are 13 midas of mercy of God. One of those midas is that God follows emes. God follows truth. As many of the Rishonim already ask, why is emes a midah of rachamim? Why is truth, justice, a midah of mercy? I would think it's the opposite. Emes means you deserve this, I'm therefore going to punish you. What's the midah of emes? Why is that a midah of mercy? So says the Brisker Rav, it's this idea. That when God decides to punish someone, MS means he assesses not only do you deserve to be punished, but all of those around you. Why is it a midah of rachamim? Because even though maybe I deserve something to happen to me, the Ribono Shel Olam is going to protect me in order to support others, in order to make sure that others are not going to be in a tricky spot. This again is not recorded, to my knowledge, anywhere in the writings of the Chazon Ish. I don't think it's the name of his writings for a simple reason. I have no great bekiyah in the writings of the Chazon Ish. But in the four or so places where they quote this that I came across, none of them quote the writings of the Chazon Ish. It would be really good if it were the Chazon Ish that they would tell us that he wrote it somewhere. Seems like not. This is very far from the mainstream approach. It's very far from the mainstream. There's a certain kuntrus that came out all about, I would say, an extreme version of bitachon. It follows particular views about maybe not going to doctor sometimes. So there, they make it sound like it's more of the mainstream approach. But that's not true. If you write an extreme booklet, kuntris, on the topic, doesn't mean that it's mainstream because you wrote it there. It seems to be that's a pretty far-out idea. The mainstream approach is not. And the question is why? Why? If you really believe in the importance of bitachon, so why plan that much in advance? This has massive implications. It's a good case study in the way a person structures their lives. A lot of alumni were just here, one or two that are still sort of lingering around for a little bit. So one of the questions, you know, it's like, people plan a lot in advance to make sure they're going to be financially secure. This kind of an approach essentially embraces the idea that looking too much to the future, trying to build too much of a retirement savings or be too successful and the like, is actually, you can take two logical extreme, is actually a little bit of a mistake. Because
the more that you build things up for the Chaz Nish, either the more lack of bitachon, or the more that there's a concern of, you know, now if I deserve to Rachman Olam pass away, I'll just end up passing away. So what's the mainstream approach, and why is the mainstream approach there? The vast majority of Achronim understand that a person at minimum is allowed to, and likely is encouraged to, and maybe even required to get life insurance. The question is why? What exactly, what does it tell us about bitachon lemaisa? Meaning bitachon is a different thing. A lot of things in the world of machshava are nice. The question becomes, like, practically, how does it play out? Meaning, practically, should I just be a Baal Bitachon, or should I invest a little bit more? What exactly is going on? We're going to speak about five different sort of mehalchim, five different orientations in the sugya. The first, before we quote anything else of the contemporary postgame, the Rivash writes, this is early Rishonim, the Rivash writes that it's okay to plan for a person's ptira. A person's going to be passing away, it's okay to plan for that, it's okay to talk about, to buy, you know, a burial plot. It's okay to buy. We're not so scared of ever mentioning these kinds of things. Tachrichen, the cloth. It's okay. We're not so scared about that. There are five different mehalchim about the nature of life insurance, which tells a whole lot about bitachon, a whole lot about effective planning, and a fascinating couple of Torahs here about the way that the world works. Some of these are more halachic. Some of these are more machshava. It's really intriguing kinds of ideas. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe. The following idea. Says Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe and Arachayim Chelik Beis Mekuf Yad Aleph. Says Rav Moshe, Be'inyan insurance. You ever read Igros Moshe? We pointed this out in the past. The words that are often hardest to figure out what he is talking about are English words. So if you ever look at it and you're like, what is that word? So it could be my Hebrew background is not what I want it to be. But it could really be the word insurance is, you know, Aleph Yud Nun Shin Vav Resh Ayin Nun Samech. Rav Moshe spelled it as if he was like writing a ksuva sometimes. The Nachla Shiva writes in one of the classic Sfarim about Inyane. Again, I don't know if it's really true with Moshe. He writes about Inyane Shtaros, that Bikha Mechamim, whenever they spell anything, try to write it out the way it would be kosher, like in a get or things like that, just because people are going to learn from how they spell things. The word insurance does not come up in a get, does not come up in a ksuva, unless for some reason your first name is insurance. But other than that, I think you're more or less good to go. But Moshe writes as follows. He says, for sure, there's no problem of bitachon, of a chisaron in bitachon. No way problem of bitachon. Why? Rav Moshe says, I think life insurance is an investment like any other investment. People are permitted to engage in hishtadlus. People are permitted to go get jobs, to build a savings. You're permitted to make good investments for your long-term financial security. This is nothing other than a good investment in your parnasa. It's a very responsible investment in your particular parnasa, so writes Rav Moshe. Unless you argue you're not supposed to try to get a parnasa. So Moshe says, I don't think that's true in the world of Chazal. I think you are supposed to get a parnasa. Rav Moshe says, even the day is quoted in the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, Rav Nehorai said, I only want to teach my son Torah. Even that was, okay, but when you're older, you will learn how to get a job. Having a parnasa is responsible, not a chisaron in bitachon. So where is there bitachon? Bitachon means that I understand that even though I'm going to be working, and even though I'm going to be doing my best, I understand that ultimately my success is going to be based on Ribono Shel Olam. That ultimately my success can be based on Hashem Yisbarach. But my chiv of ishtadlus is a real chiv of ishtadlus. And it says with Moshe, well, people came up with the idea of life insurance. It's a pretty good idea. It says with Moshe, so you know what your ishtadlus is? To take advantage of this really good idea that people came up with in order for you to be able to do it. Nothing more than good parnasa than good parnasa. Moshe has another tshuva. This is an amazing, this is a great tshuva. Moshe has another tshuva where he was asked, okay, fine, it's Orchaim, Chilak Dal, it's Memches. What kind of life insurance should I get? Different forms of life insurance. I said, Moshe, like, what kind of life insurance should I get? Rav Moshe does not believe that he is a life insurance agent. He is not convinced that that is his particular area of expertise. He's like, okay, he doesn't even call it a halach, he says. Bidvar Eitza, Bishtei Mine Bituach, insurance. Katan Shagamu Atwa Yenem Ziknuso. There's two kinds. I give a certain amount of money. And if Rachmana Litzan, a person passed away before the age, let's say 55, so they'll get the payout. And if they live past that time, then they get nothing. You can also get a form of life insurance where you give a certain amount of money, and at a certain age, and you will get money back no matter what. If you live past, you'll be able to get money back no matter what. So Moshe was asked, what exactly you do? So he says, Kinei She'elos Kvoteraso, Afshu Rak Inyan Eitza. Your question is an Eitza question. Like, what kind of, I don't know. It's not like halachic one way or the other. He says, Shabbavosinu harabim nitlu eitza. He said, nowadays, I don't think people have quality eitza to be able to give. So I'm not sure what to do.
We've been davening, and Shmona asks me all the time that we should be meshiv yoatzenu kivatchila. Let's get good advice. Shmona said, I don't know advice. Halacha, I can tell you halacha. Advice, I'm not so sure. We daven all the time for. He said, you know what? I'll take a stab at it. I'll take a stab at the particular advice. But for Moshe, which kind of life insurance, there may be halakhic influences, but on some level it's a question of advice. But for Moshe, it's part of healthy parnasa. Ravadia is another tshuva. Ravadia Nechavadas was also asked about the sugya of life insurance. Ravadia was also asked what exactly the din is. He quotes a lot of different discussions, different places. Ravadia had this very unique ability. Those that are familiar with him, it's different than Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's, a lot of it is original analysis of Gemara's, original analysis of primary sources. Rav Avadya had some of that also, but a lot of Rav Avadya was just like amazing bekias in the world of Achronim. He finds there's a tshuva prihasada chelik bei simin mem dalet, which seems to more or less directly address the sugya of life insurance. He points out there's no problem at all. There's no problem at all of emuna and of a chisaron of bitachon. He's not sure that's the biggest deal in the world. No problem with bitachon. They quote actually a tovos in Kiddushin to confirm this point. It's a fascinating tovos. We quoted this in the past about Chazal's view on child marriage. The Gemara seems to say that asur la'adam shekaya is bito aktana. Strictly speaking, a father can marry off his daughter who's a ktana. You have the ability to decide and to marry her off to a guy. That's according to Dina the Gemara. However, the Gemara says asur la'adam, or a person should not really do so. Person shouldn't do so. Says Tosfos, it's an amazing proof. Tosfos says, Achshav, nowadays, says Tosfos, we actually marry off our daughters when they're very young. Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph. Anu noagim l'kadis b'noseinu afil k'shen k'tanos. Why? B'bnei shekol yom v'yom ha'galos misgabra aleinu. We're nervous, galos getting worse and worse every day. And we're nervous that if we have the opportunity to marry them off now, if we have the money, take advantage of it now, we may not have the money later. Take advantage of it now, we may not have the money later. Shemel Achar Zman, we're not going to have the money, and our daughter's going to be in Aguna. I'll never be able to marry Tovus and Kiddush in my mouth. I'll never marry her off. Says the priest of the following idea. Well, wait a minute. If you're a real Baal Bitachon, if Bitachon means that you believe everything's really going to be okay tomorrow, what should Tovus have said? Even if I don't have money now, marry them off when they're older, because tomorrow it will all work out okay. You know, it's like if you have a certain kind of like Breslov mentality, like Rebbeinu Shalom, it's all going to be good. Hashem loves me. I'm sure it'll work out okay. Whatever it is, it'll all be fine. Gamzu Latova, you have that kind of an orientation, so it'll be fine. What do we see from Tosfos? It's reasonable to be concerned for your financial future. It's reasonable to want to take care of that for things to be as good as possible. As good as possible. That's the view of Rav Avadya quoting from there. Rav Avadya thinks that there are certain life insurance policies that may require an autopsy upon death. So that, we assume, is not permitted. I don't think life insurance policies typically do have that clause that they require, a person passed away, that they require autopsies and the like. That would be more of a problem, but that's not, I think, so standard. He points to other Achronim also. So Rav Avadya says like that. So we have Rav Moshe saying, no chisaron b'tachon, it's like regular parnasa, person has to have parnasa. We have Rav Avadya that talks about the idea of it being more about presence in halacha, that riot from Tosfos. Then we have fascinating truth from Sternbach and Chuvus van Hagos. I think he does something very, very fascinating right now. And if you know the background, it's so smart what he does. It's so smart what he does. Sternbach says, I was asked if midin Torasinu HaKadosha, is it important to get life insurance or not? He says, to be honest, v'ani shamati v'lo avin es ha-she'ela. I actually don't understand the question at all even. Everyone has to work in Parnassah. Would anybody say it's usher to get a job because maybe you'll make money tomorrow? You have to get a job. You have to do whatever you can. It's true that Misa is not common, but we still want to be responsible. We still want to be responsible. We still want to be okay. So what exactly is going on? So he says some people say it's about Bitachon. And then he quotes the Chazon Ish Svara. He does not quote the Chazon Ish by name. He does not quote the Chazon Ish by name. He says, "Ulai yesh kan makom l'she'ela mitzad," and he quotes this idea that if the person is chayav misa, the Chazon Ish idea, if a person's chayav misa, what's the concern? The concern is that if you're chayav misa, Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect you in order to take care of your children, and if you already have life insurance, then we'll say the children will be taken care of anyway, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill you. So he quotes the Chazon Ish idea, but he doesn't quote it by name of the Chazon Ish. This is very smart. I didn't think I'm supposed to point this out, but I think it's good. He says like this, "Umashehivanu tainu nosefes."
Shekevin she'im bituach ani ein b'nei beisi sovlin kakalis. Since with life insurance, my children are going to be okay. My family's going to be taken care of. Ulai chas v'shalom midas hadin alu lifgo abo. So maybe the midas hadin is going to come and it's going to say, I'm going to take you away. You deserve to be, and there's no protection of the children. Nira she'ein zecheshven. I don't think that's a good svara. Why, says Rav Sternbach. How do I have a riot? That's a bad idea. Kvar bir hachaz nishatzal b'sifro emuna ubitachon. So what does he do? He brings a raya from the Chazanish's published writings and a Muna Bitachon against the idea which is said over in the name of the Chazanish. I think on some level it's all a setup. It's all a setup. Meaning, Rav Sternbach was like this. There's some shmua going out there about the Chazanish that said not good life insurance. He doesn't want to quote it by name of the Chazanish. But who does he quote disproving that raya? He brings a raya from the Chazanish himself in the Muna Bitachon. Meaning, what he's trying to do is to undercut the entire thing. Even if you want to claim you heard things, even the Chaznish, he says, Chaznish and the Munim Bitachon, he's pretty clear that doing a regular action, a normal action, is not called a Chisaron and Bitachon. It's Mefurash and Chaznish and Munim Bitachon. Meaning, so very subtly, if I don't know the Sugya at all, I just read a Sternbach and I say, okay, I got that. But if I know the background, where Sternbach essentially saying is, don't bring me Chaznishes that say not to have life insurance. Don't bring it. Because I think the Chazanish himself is Mefurash, that he would hold it totally fine. However, if Sternbach says there are people he thinks that he thinks would be okay to not get life insurance. Who? Said Sternbach, I believe in Bitachon. I believe in Bitachon. If you are the kind of person that only works every day enough to have food for today, and then you go and you start working, and then you go learn, every day I wake up in the morning, I work a little bit, I have enough money for food today, I have nothing for tomorrow. But you stop today in order to go, and you just go learn the rest of the day, repeat the same thing tomorrow. Sternbach says, if you're on that madrega of bitachon, so you can be in that madrega of bitachon also and not get life insurance. But this is for anybody that has a regular kind of a job, for anyone that has any sort of spare income, for anyone that has funds which they can allocate, that person, you're not a biggest baal use it for sure, be getting life in. That's part of it. No chisaron b'tachon if you're not in that high, that kind of a high madriga. That's for Sternbach and Tshuvas van Hagos. Two more ideas, both really intriguing. The Be'er Moshe. The Be'er Moshe, two Be'er Moshe in Chelek Ches, Simek Kuf Yuches. Here's the following svara, all based on Gemara's and Ksubas. Let's say I'm a big Baal B'tachon. I'm a big Baal B'tachon. I'm not, let's say I am. So I'm like, no life insurance for me. I want to do this all on my own. I want to be taken care of. So says the Be'er Moshe the following idea. Pinyin Rav says the following idea. Okay. Remember they say this before I got married. Someone told this to me, and it's like one of these like pre-marriage like schmoozing kinds of ideas. Any chumrah that you have, so that can be your chumrah. It's very good. But if it's a chumrah that comes al cheshbon the rest of your family, so that you really got to figure out whether that's smooth or not. So you got to figure out if that's okay or not okay. It's not necessarily my place. If I have a particular chumrah, for me to impose that, it's my unique chumrah on my wife, so is that considered to be appropriate, or her with me, probably the more common scenario, so at least for me, so then that, you know, is that considered to be appropriate or not? Tezer was as follows. I'm a big Baal B'tachon. Okay. Does that give me the right to not say that my children have a big Baal B'tachon also? Meaning, I can, for my own parnasa, choose to be a big Baal B'tachon. But I have an achrayus to take care of my wife and children. That's their choice, whether they want to be big Baal B'tachons. And then it says in Be'er Moshe, I can bring you a ton of rayas that we care about your ability to support your children, to support others in case of passing away. It says in Be'er Moshe, it's a sharp idea. He says, aren't there sugyas and ksubis about this? An adunya? Ksubis? Dichrin? We have ideas. The marriage set up with a dowry, it's set up that if Rachmanos something happens to the husband, the children are going to be taken care of. Not only that, it's kimat mefurish meiris in commenting on a Gemara in Ksubis. Hamevadviz al yevadviz yosher michomer shemisarech lebriyos. Gemara says, let's say I'm a big baal tzedakah, and I want to give away 90% of my income to tzedakah, or 98% of my tzedakah, and it's not the 2% remaining. Some people say if 2% remaining is like, you know, millions of dollars, that's one thing. Let's say, no, I don't have that much money, but I want to give away all my money to tzedakah, or tons of money to tzedakah. Am I allowed to do so? So the din in the Gemara, pashtus, is absolutely not. Why not? What's wrong with that? I want to fulfill a mitzvah and give away all my money. I am pious and I am holy. I want to give away all my money. Why can't I do that? Because we don't want to be starich lebrios. We don't want a reality where people are dependent upon others. I don't know about you. I got in the last day or so a couple of different emails about, you know, this person, Rachman Olitzlan, passed away at a young age, left over a wife. There are yisomim there. So typically emails like that are because that person may not have had life insurance. And therefore, they're struggling a whole lot. The reason why Hamavav is Ayavav is Chazal say, don't give away all your money, tzedakah. So if you look in the Meiri in a couple of different places, it sounds like part of the reason is because we want to make sure that you're going to be able to, children will have money afterwards. We want to make sure you're not going to be sufficient, you'll be able to support people. And that's considered to be an enormous value. That's an enormous value. Chassidus Rebbes are awesome. Chassidus Rebbes are awesome. This is Mahal number 5. This is very, very sharp. It comes from the Divrei Yecheskel. Yecheskel Halberstam, the Shin of a Rav. Shin of a Rebbe, it's like such a sharp idea. It's really, really sharp. You ready? This is good. This is very, very good. It's like so, it's almost like backwards logic as to why life insurance is good. Life insurance, he says, is a great way. Having life insurance is a great way of ensuring that Be'ezra Hashem, you'll live a long life. Not always, but it can happen sometimes. How come? If you ever go like in gambling, so the house always wins. Life insurance companies know what they are doing. At the end of the day, life insurance companies make more money than the average. I mean, they're going to make more money. They will win in the general setup of the business. Life insurance company makes money. Why do they make more money? Because they're assuming, odds are, that they will have the money. People will not pass away. That many people will not pass away. They won't have to pay out so much. And life insurance companies, that's how it works. Which means that whoever the owners are of the life insurance company, what are they? They're very wealthy people, presumably. They're people who are fairly successful, the owner of them currently. The sentence of a rabbi, the following idea. You ready? The Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, B'nei Chayim Mizone is Tali B'mazel, that how much money a person has is based on mazel. There are certain sort of forces in this world, certain realities in this world, which cause certain people to be wealthier. Well, who has a lot of good mazel on his side? The head of the insurance companies. They're wealthy people. A lot of good mazel on their side. Says the Rebbe the following idea. When I give him money for life insurance, so now it's basically me against him. If Rachman Olitzan and I pass away, he's going to lose money. And who has really powerful money to be wealthy? That guy. So the avodah of life insurance, says the Rebbe, is a segula for long life. Because if I give it to that guy, so I'm saying, Ribono Sholem, I want to be Tully in his mazel. His mazel is awesome. He's a wealthy guy. So it's a great deal to do. It works out very, very well. It's a segula for Arichas Yamin Vishanim to be able to be somech on that. Smile at that. It's definitely sharp. We find that idea, by the way, beginning of Masech Ksubis, that Nistapcha Sadehu, sometimes a woman's mazel can be Tully on her husband's, you know, wealth. Mazel Chagaram, it's you. You can be totally in someone else's financial reality. That idea is pretty explicit much in Gemara and Rashi and Ksubis, not this particular application. What you see is the following idea. In general, there's this major, remember when I was in college, there was a friend I would study with, and he would ask the question. I'm like, it's a personality issue a little bit when you're studying as to like how much to study and when you feel like you know it. Some people feel like they have to study like crazy in order to be, you know, okay. Other people a little bit more laid back. Typically, how much you study has more to do with your own personality, has a bit to do with how important that test is, what you want to do professionally. So I used to study for a psychology test. The guy was a very, very firm guy, and he would frame it the following way. Have we been yotze yet archiv hishtadlus? Meaning, where's the bitachon and where's the hishtadlus? Like, where it is. A guy is thinking about internships. I want to learn in this place this summer, but I also think about internships. Where's the bitachon? Where's the hishtadlus? How do those two things interact? Bitachon, it sounds from the sugyas that we're seeing, there may be something called a huge baal bitachon at times. There may be people like Yosef HaTzadik on a madrega where, you know, minimal hishtadlus, if anything. There are people like that. And Chazal at times sort of give that particular kind of an impression. A lot of the time, though, what actually is the case, it's not frum to have life insurance. It's not frum to plan for the future.
For Rav Moshe, it's part of our achrayus to have a parnasa. For Rav Avadia, it's mefurish and achronim and tosvos that we don't say like, let's just hope that later on it'll work out. It'll work out okay. No, if we have them, let's be responsible. You know, now for the Ber Moshe, it's part of our responsibility for our to take care of children, take care of the next generation. I may be Baal B'Tachon, but I can't impose that on my children. Can't impose that on my children. For the Shin of a Rebbe, it's more of this kind of an idea of a of the mazel of sort of putting it all in with the guy who happens to be you know wealthy. And for Sternbach, it's not even by the Chaznish himself doesn't hold the Chaznish Sfarah. And therefore, you know, you're really entirely good to go. These questions are very practical questions. Planning in the future, having bitachon. Rav Moshe writes very clearly, a real element of bitachon is not a stira to hishtadlus. I engage in my hishtadlus. Bitachon is the belief that ultimately I have to do my part, but Hashem is the one that calls the shots. But I have to do my part, and I have to be responsible and be good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do his best. Rav Moshe writes, to be so mechal hanes is not okay. We can't even daven for a miracle, points out from the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. You can't even daven for a miracle. The need to be responsible, that is certainly something which is present, certainly something which is very, very real, and that's something which I think, you know, it's an important thing. It doesn't mean that a person, you know, at this age, it's the most critical thing in the world. When a person is married, children, things like that, it becomes very, very important. You want to make sure people are going to be taken care of. And what looks, at least originally, like I'm talking about things that would be very, very negative, it can be a difficult conversation sometimes. So the Rivash held, it's not a problem at all. A person can have those conversations and buy certain things. And you always have in your back pocket the Divrei Cheskel, the Shin of a Rebbe, that it should be a zchus for a Riches Yam B'Shanim. Hopefully all these conversations, you know, whatever happens, happens in this world where Bono Shalom ultimately calls shots. And we can't always understand why. And there's no guaranteed tzegulas, and there's no guaranteed this, and there's no svaras that are proved one way or the other. The Bono Shalom has so many chesbonos of what ends up happening. But we can do our best to be responsible. And we can do our best to plan well, do our best to be there. Planning towards the future in a responsible way is part of a parnasa, it's part of a chiva v'shtadlis, and done right can definitely have enormous value. Have a wonderful rest of your night.